Let's take a good deep breath with that. And how about some music and a marab to bring this all together? There's a huge mashin, your mission, and let's just call it that. It's your mission in this lifetime. And it all ties in with coming to realization. It all ties into your last lifetime on the planet. It all ties into the time of machines. If you look at how all this is so perfect and beautiful, there's a huge passion to undo what was done a long time ago, to set yourself free of the mind. To allow your realization. And you know, you can't stay in the mind. You can't be confined to the mind if you're going to be realized. It just doesn't work. Can't be using the old way of dealing with energy. It just doesn't work. The 11 who came to me recently said, tell them to let their mashin come up. Not to be afraid of it anymore. Not to be distracted, and I say yes, distracted by things like freedom. Freedom is one of those elusive things until you've really done what you came here to do. I'm not saying you're trapped. I'm saying that mashin, it comes before the freedom. Well, it would eventually bring the freedom. To me, sometimes freedom and alchemy are kind of great distractions. We used alchemy back hundreds of years ago as a to get those spiritual vampires off the path. Said, look over here, over here. And turn stone into gold. You just stay at that fire, keep stoking it up, keep putting stones in there, and watch, it'll turn to gold. That's not the way it happens, by the way. But it was a great distraction for the treasure hunters. Get them out of our way. Right now is the time to let that mashing come up. And right now is the time. With each and every one of you, let's go back and visit the crystal cave. But now, as mature beings, wise beings, not just beings who are trying this little alchemy trick, searching for riches. I was really quite disappointed, I have to say. How many went to the crystal caves? I just wanted some treasure. Not all, but some. Too many. Let's go back there right now and let's see what really awaits you. Let's take a deep breath and go together as a group, all of you, all of us. Let's gather together. Feel the common bond in each and every one of you, headbangers, Atlanteans. Back then, I guess you might have called it science for the betterment of humanity. But it was a little reckless, a little reckless. But one hell of an experience, huh? One hell of an experience. Let's go back there now together with this common bond that you all share. There's one particular crystal cave I want to take you to today. Let's go there. Just kind of float over there, you know. As we enter this crystal cave, oh, there's such beauty. I found with so many Chambra, caves have a kind of an eerie fascination. You lived under the ground for a long time after the fall of Atlantis, and actually there's something beautiful and comforting about caves. But there, one thing about them is they're really confining, they're really tight, you know? Well, wasn't it so appropriate after Atlantis? Work with limitations of the body and mind that you would then have to live in a cave for many, 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 many lifetimes. What kind of actually helped to, really helped to ground all that conformity work that was done. But let's go in the caves right now. I implore you to let yourself imagine now, let yourself dream, let yourself, don't hold back anymore by doubting or wondering what other people will think. No more holding back, there can't be, and you're going to have that experience in the next, well, let's say 45 to 60 days. It's going to be right in your face. But don't hold back. You have such knowingness. Such knowingness, but then it gets covered up. Held back. No more. We just can't go there anymore. No more holding back. I don't care how weird you think people are going to think you are. It doesn't matter. Let's enter the crystal caves now and really sense what's here. To the human, they would say, look at these magnificent crystals. I bet they're worth a fortune. What's really here is a reminder. And a reminder of the beauty of this planet. It was seeded with crystal or Christos energy. Pure crystal. Not just in stones, but pure crystal. What's here in the caves? Well, even the reminder of the angelic beings who first seeded this planet with the crystals, with the energy. Really let yourself feel. Don't hold back. Don't do this thing where you're filtering your thoughts anymore. Well, what's here in these crystal caves? It's living energy. What's here is the potential for new energy. The potential for you to use energy in a different way. And as one said, they never understand what's really here, never really understand these crystal caves until they're ready to understand that energy can be used very, very differently on this planet. And the core of that, the core of really understanding that is right here. It's not about the worth of the gems that are here. But here is the potential for new energy, for letting energy serve you now as a master, as a wise being. That's what's here. What's here is the reminder also of Atlantis. The energy of this pure crystal state which could alter the mind and the body for so very long. It created a hypnotic effect. You see, crystals are a very clear energy. And I'm not just talking about a physical crystal, but the essence, the Christos, clear. So it's the reminder of the Atlantean headbands, of all the, well, it's just hypnosis, that's all it was. so deeply hypnotize the mind and then the body. But right here is also the release from that. Here is the return back to the true Christos, the true clear energy. Some would call it the Christ seed energy. Here's where your potential for the new relationship with energy is grounded into the earth, grounded into the physical reality. In the next couple months, you're going to have an experience in your life, something that brings you beyond the mind, beyond the hypnosis, and for some, it's going to be very uncomfortable, maybe even frightening. And you're going to try to hold on for dear life, to use all your strength, your will, your determination. And when you're going through this in your life, it's really for the whole purpose of breaking through, breaking beyond the mind, breaking out of blue. Breaking out of a lot of old excuses and justifications. Breaking out of the fear of being human. And the fear of a human coming to realization. When that experience comes along, and it'll be different for all of you, when it comes along, take a deep breath and remember being here, back here in the crystal caves. Don't remember coming back here. Don't think of it just because you're trying to get some treasure, some money, anything like that. Don't come here to be an energy feeder. You come here for clarity, for a reminder. You come here to remind yourself of your mission. Why you came here, why you chose this lifetime, what your whole journey's been about. And you know, the mind's had a wonderful way of scrambling that all up and burying it and everything else, but right now is the time of the mission, your mission, your passion to come back. You are the ones that I call the headbangers, the very ones that kind of initiated all this headband technology. That's why you're the ones that have chosen to go back through, to be the first out of it. Here in the crystal caves, allow yourself to feel that passion. I asked the question today, what are you supposed to be doing if you're not supposed to be doing anything? Letting yourself feel that passion once again. No more running from it, no more hiding from it. To feel that passion. To remember the very reason you came back into this life. Remember what was really important. All those other little things that you spend your days worrying about, they just aren't important. They're really not. This right here, this mission, this reason for your lifetime, this is it right here. The 11 I talked to the other day said, if only I had allowed myself to remember. I said, Adamus, would you please, please bring this to Chambra? Would you please let them know? So if they choose to stay here in the body as realized masters, that passion comes through, that the days of boredom are gone now, the days of wondering why they're staying, the days of that blue-gray haze around everything. Would you remind them of that reason why they're here? And to the mind, it may sound incredible, exaggerated, grandiose. And to the mind, I say, fuck you. No, really. I mean, I really mean it. Screw you, whatever you want to say. Oh, we just lost some more new ones. It is, to the mind, I say, shut up. It's not grandiose. It's not a made-up story, not anything other than finally coming back to truth and clarity. That's it. Isn't it funny how the mind has a way of minimizing, so it couldn't possibly be true? Well, you're going to have an experience in the next 45 to 60 days that's going to seem so incredible, beyond ungrounded, unreal, dreamlike, like almost horrific, like a little bit of everything. And that whole experience is about getting you out of the mind. And the one thing I do want to point out, it always takes one. It's so easy to get distracted. Truly. Don't. Let's take a deep breath together, dear Shambhram. Grandiose, no. No, not at all. Exaggerated, not at all. Don't hold back. Let's take a good deep breath together and feel once again into the beauty of these crystal caves. Here's all the potential for the new relationship with energy. Crystals and energy on this planet, they kind of like are synonymous, the same. Here's the reminder of your passion in this lifetime. Here's where you come to when this thing strikes, whatever it might be. And what I was going to state before is, kind of worked with all of you and kind of setting this up. And the one thing that you don't have to worry about is a great big bump and fill, or kill and fill, as I'd like to call it. Well, just... And that's not going to be part of it. That's just not going to be part of it. No, it'll be something what you call more psychological, emotional, not physical. Let's take a good deep breath together. What a day it's been. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens between now and then. Yeah. But in the meantime, just remember that in spite of the craziness within you, much less the world around you, in spite of all the craziness, let's take a good deep breath and remember that all is well in all of creation. With that, I am Adamus of Saint Germain. Thank you.